Take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to the 10-Minute Marketer. I co-host with David Pollack. I've been gone for a while. Well, guess what? Now David is going to be gone for the month, but I will be here filling in. And then when David gets back, we will do the show together. In the meantime, I have got someone fantastic. Michael Farka. He is the CEO of Devil's Envy Spice. If you missed our first interview, you can go to the 10minutemarketer.com. You can also go on iTunes, on Android, on Stitcher, on TuneIn, and you can hear all about Michael's aha moment and about his fantastic business. And in the meantime, Michael is back. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Lisa. It's part two. Thank you very much.
All right. So today we're going to be talking about personal financial management for new entrepreneurs, because this can be tricky. You can have the best idea ever, but it can take time to get things off the ground. And how do you sustain yourself financially in the meantime? Why don't you share your experience with us and give tips for other entrepreneurs?
I think one of the first things you need to do is really take inventory on your personal expenses, right? So one of the main things that we do when we go to work every day is we grab ourselves a cup of coffee on the run. And a cup of coffee a day at one of the gourmet places or even non-gourmet places can run you upwards of like $4 a day. Now, $4 a day doesn't sound like much, but if you throw it out there in terms of an annualized expense, you're talking about $1,500. Now, that's like at 365 days, but if you want to take out your weekends and you want to take out your, you know, 4 weeks vacation if that's what you get, or if you take out your 8 holidays, so you're looking at 230 something days a year, it comes out to almost $1,200.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
Now, a lot of people also, you know, buy lunches out. You know, lunch can cost you anywhere from $8 to $12 a day. Now, let's take the average of $10 because it's easier math. My math is always
don't
so
even
easy.
Don't even ask me about math help. Forget it.
Exactly, right? So $10 a day, you know, we're looking at the same 230-something work days. Is $2,300, you know, plus dollars. That's a lot of money. Couple that with your coffee is $3,500. That's a lot of money you can now pour back into your business, and you didn't have to do anything, right? So just taking inventory in your personal finances, brown bagging it for a little while, brewing your own coffee at home, save you tons and tons of money, and you've done nothing but change your habits.
That is true. Now, what about writing things down? I had a friend who did this, and it was shocking. You know, I work in the health field as well, and I'll tell people to keep a food diary. Because if you know you have to write it down, you might not grab that extra cookie. And if you know you have to write it down, you might not buy something that you were thinking that you really don't need.
Absolutely. And we have spending habits. And some people's spending habits are on plastic with credit cards, and some people's spending habits are with cash. Right, so if you have a credit card and you're constantly swiping and you get hit with that bill at the end of the month and you say, oh my God, what did I buy? Take a look at what you actually spend it on. You know, a couple of dollars here, a couple of dollars there. You realize all these things you've spent money on. But if you're a cash spender, there's no record of anything. And so I'd encourage, just like keeping that diary for your health and dietary, you know, experiences, you want to do that for your finances. Write what you're spending down, and you will be surprised how many times you've gone to a store to buy something. You'll be surprised how many times you've picked up a quick little nosh or snack. And all of those things add up. And again, for just a little behavior modification, you can go in and start paying yourself again, because your business needs every penny in the beginning.
So, Michael, we should take your advice, because I think it makes sense, right? You need to save. You need to be careful. So what do we do with that money, and how do we get that into our business?
Great question. So if you just take the coffee example, right, it's about $1,000, maybe $1,200 difference by brewing it at home. And I got to tell you, I can get all the wonderful flavors that you get in any one of the gourmet places. And $1,000 when you're starting your own company can pay for your licensing. It can pay for your some marketing. It could pay for your product, some product. And it can pay for other advertising costs. So there's so many little things that money can go so far to, that why not put the money, instead of into your intestines where you're going to, you know, go to the bathroom and knock it out in the next 10 minutes, put it into your business where it'll pay you dividends, you know what I mean? It'll pay you back, you know, rather than flushing it down the toilet, you know?
Oh, exactly. You know what I'm curious about when looking at personal financial management for new entrepreneurs is it sometimes necessary, and we've talked about this in another interview, to keep working for the man for a while until you get on your feet? What do you recommend? I mean, I guess it's different for everybody.
So everybody's circumstances is a little different. Now, by definition, an entrepreneur is high risk. You got to be a high risk taker.
Okay.
You got to be able to withstand the possibility that something's not going to work out. Now, small businesses fail every day. So you really got to have the fortitude and the strength, the willpower, a little financial planning to make it. Now, do I suggest working for the man while you're getting your feet wet? I think if you're unsure about your business, you might want to stay with a little security in your back pocket. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to make a leap from working for the man and then making a total investment into your company. Because at the end of the day, it's that sweat equity, and I think we talked about that in a previous show, it's that sweat equity is what's going to set you apart from not just a small business, but from that small business really being a hobby.
Yeah, see, that's what's so funny. When I first started in radio, it was a hobby, and I love it. But it took a while. It definitely did. And I had to keep working a regular job. But that's okay, right?
Because absolutely. And you do. It does take time. Nobody gets rich. It's like exercise. Do you exercise?
Heck yes.
Heck yeah. I exercise, and I got to tell you, after an injury and trying to exercise, nothing comes overnight. If you're expecting to be a millionaire tomorrow morning, you're better off buying a lottery ticket than starting your own business, because it's just not happening that way. You know?
Oh, yeah. Do you think there's a lot of misinformation out there? Like, you'll see commercials where they're like, you just start this or start selling homes and you'll be a millionaire by next week. You know?
Yeah, like, I mean, those guys are just selling you a product, and they're preying on people who don't have clear direction of their own and are looking for that lottery ticket. I think if you have a true conviction for something, take your passion, you can definitely turn it into a business. And there are definite steps that you need to take in order to turn that into a business, right? You got to understand the industry. You got to understand special licensing if it's a particular industry, whether it's in construction, whether it's in real estate, whether it's in food. And they all have very different licensing and requirements. And you really need to know that.
You do. You know, when you said take your passion, in my head, I'm like, take your passion and make it happen.
Just right. The music is in our heads, you know?
Yeah, isn't it?
I love it.
Yeah, it always is. Michael, it's shocking. The time goes by so fast. I can't believe it. So what do you want people to take away from this personal financial management for new entrepreneurs? If you just could like sum it up in a short time, in like a minute and a half.
Yeah, so I would totally take inventory on your personal finances. Look at what you have. Look at what you're really spending. Write it down. I mean, if you're a smoker and you're spending, you know, $10 a pack of cigarettes
Yikes.
A day, I mean, that's $3,600 plus a year that you can
yourself,
put into your business. Well, I mean, aside from the health.
Okay,
you know,
right. Everyone knows I do health shows too, or maybe you don't, but I do. Right. I cannot help myself, Michael. You bring up cigarettes, I'm going to go on a diatribe, but that was
great
a short
plug.
Diatribe. Okay, I know, thank you.
But that's $3,600 plus that you can invest into your company, right? So
yes.
Between the coffee and the cigarettes, you got nearly $5,000.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to raise a penny. You just had to change your lifestyle a little bit. How's that for free cash? Wouldn't you like it?
I would like it. I don't drink coffee or smoke, but I do eat a lot of expensive dark chocolate, which we've talked about before. We all have our things. All right, Michael, tell us all the ways we can learn more about you and Devil's Envy Spice and all the great stuff you're doing out there.
So I'm definitely all over social media. You can find me there. You can type my name in. It's at MFarca. You can find me at Devil's Envy Spice on social media, on my Facebook. And my website, www.devilsenvyspice.com. There's a place for feedback. You can always send me a message. I respond to everybody, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's on Instagram, or whether it's on my website. So I'm happy to engage with anyone and everyone.
So, Michael, I love your Devil's Envy Spice, and so does my husband. So I would love to give our listeners, and I know you'd like to give our listeners, a little bit of a discount. So if they go to devilsenvyspice.com and they type in the code DEVIL10, they will get 10% off. Yay!
That's wonderful. And look, you can put those savings into your own business. I think that's a great idea. And that's actually going to be a Father's Day special. We're going to run that for this weekend right on through Father's Day.
That's fantastic. I want to thank everyone for listening to the 10-Minute Marketer. We are on every Monday and Thursday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, and the podcast stays up. You can catch us on iTunes, on Android, on Stitcher, on TuneIn. And we love having you. David Pollack will be back next month. In the meantime, you got me. Thanks for listening.